James Patterson is our guest, talking about his latest venture, which is Bookshots. These lightning-fast stories by James Patterson, novels that you can devour in a few hours. They're very, very hard to stop reading at all, and all new content from James Patterson. The first two that are out, the first is Crosskill. The other is Zoo 2. We'll talk about both of them with the author. James Patterson joins us on the roundtable this morning. Always nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Hey.
So how did this particular idea come to you?
I think a couple of things. One, I mean, you just look around the world and you see how a lot of people don't have as much time as they'd like to have for reading. You know, they have these very busy lives. You have, you know, moms who are working and raising kids and trying to do whatever else. Dad's in the same situation at times. I mean, everybody seems to be busier than ever. You've got, you know, a lot of things competing for your time, a lot of things competing for your entertainment time, your thought time. So it seemed to me there was not just an opportunity, almost a necessity for publishing and books to consider another way to talk to those people. The other thing is I have this, you know, huge imagination and so many things I could have never gotten to if I didn't figure out a new way to get stories out there.
I guess, I mean, there was a time we would call these novellas, right? Is that true?
Yeah, you probably still could. I mean, a novella, you know, at times, I mean, books have come out, Love Story and Bridges of Madison County, Breakfast at Tiffany's, which are this length, and others, the James Cain novels, mystery novels. So people have messed around in the area before. But I think one of the reasons that there hasn't been that much experimentation done in it is, for the most part, publishers weren't that interested in novellas, and magazines weren't interested, so there was nowhere to sell them. And then I saw the opportunity now. So I've really been working with this form now for this year. And, I mean, I have over 117 of these things that are finished or in the works, and 80-some of those are my outlines or I wrote the whole thing. Or, you know, so I'm really very involved in the art form now.
And this goes back to sort of the advent of the paperback. We went from the pocketbook, which used to be just that, a book that you could put in your pocket, and has now become the trade paperback as a big book. These are the size of many young adult paperbacks. They're very small. They're easy to travel with and run around with, and to read on the train, read on a plane, read in your chair,
they're in e-books too. And
yes,
people will read them on their phones now. I mean, there's a lot of ways that people read, and that's probably all to the good, I guess.
As a creator, as a writer, what does it allow you to do? The one is, of course, Crosskill, which is a brand new Alex Cross, and it's a terrific story. It's a great story. What does it allow you to do in that series that perhaps you wouldn't be able to do in a full novel?
It doesn't even hit me that way. It's just another Alex story that happens to be shorter. And I mean, a lot of times in the full series, I might tell two mysteries at the same time, or, you know what I mean? So there might be a couple of stories going on. And in this, there's one, and it's a really strong storyline. Well, two, in the sense that something happens to John Sampson, and he's in a life and death struggle throughout the novel. You know, just because of the length, it reminds me to just be taunt, stick to the story. Mike Connolly says about my stuff, he said, what Jim does is that every single chapter moves both the characterization and the action forward and turns on the movie projectors in our heads. And that's what I always try to do. And this, this form makes me even more aware of that. There's one that's coming out later in the year called 113 Minutes. And it's a real prototype for what these should do, because it's not 113 minutes in real time. It's 113 minutes over the course of 4 or 5 months. And the first scene is, I don't know, 4 minutes and 30 seconds or so, 32 seconds. I don't know the exact number. A woman hears that her son is in trouble. She gets to the school, and her son is overdosed and dies. So it's very dramatic. The second scene is equally dramatic. So over the course of maybe 30 chapters, there's 30 really dramatic moments that tell this story. Now, somebody might have written the same story, and they might have done it in 400 pages, and there would have been a lot more, information, maybe more biographical detail. But I don't think it was necessary to the story per se. I mean, a lot of times we just get into the habit of that's the way it's supposed to be, as opposed to why. What does it have to be that way? It can be another way. And I'm of the, it doesn't have to be that way. There's no reason why we have to know more about a certain character in a novel than we do about our spouse. our best friend, we tend to know more about certain, it doesn't have to be that way. It can be, and that can be very satisfying, and that can, shows a certain amount of imagination by the writer. But that's not how storytelling has to go.
When you think about, as you just mentioned, you've got, 80 of these in the works, or?
117.
So how does that take away from other writing that you would normally do? Does this replace something, or is this an addition?
I don't know.
To...
I found it the most stimulating year I've ever had. So it just really set me free. So that's been good. I mean, over time, we'll see. We'll see how it works. I mean, and the other books are, continuing apace. We got, the children's line that I have is working well. We got a kids movie, a family movie coming in October, Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life, which I'm really, really, really happy with. Mm-hmm. It's very funny, and also people are going to cry. I think if you go to a movie and you laugh and you cry, it's probably a pretty good movie. So we're staying busy.
When it comes to the young adult work that you've done, will that come in bookshot form as well?
I don't know yet. TBD. Mm. I think the issues there are, one, kids have not made the transition to digital at all, and stores seem to be a little reluctant about a shorter form other than for really young kids. So I don't know yet. We'll see.
When you look at that productivity that you have, I mean, it's true, right, that there is not a month that goes by that you do not have something new that comes out.
Well, it's going to be true now for sure. I don't know if it was true before, but it could have been true before. Yeah, probably.
And you're comfortable, I mean, obviously.
It's crazy. it's nuts. We had Anthony Mason in the house a couple of weeks ago for the, Sunday morning CBS show, and I pulled out 8 drawers, and they were all bookshots, this 117, whatever. And I pull out the first drawer, and he's like, huh. And I kept pulling, and he goes, this is insane. This is insane. And then he looked at me, and he said, James, you are insane. And, yeah, that's what it is. And but that's, all revolutions, I think they start out with a certain amount of insanity. So this is a bit of a revolution for publishing, and it's a good revolution in the sense that it needs to keep spreading its wings. It needs to keep innovating. Some people listening won't agree, but I believe it does. And it's not just about James Patterson books. It's just about, why wouldn't we have shorter fiction in this day and age, and many other things. I don't know what else. I mean, God knows. Hopefully, this will help to stimulate more people to be asking, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that?
On the top of the books, it says Stories at the Speed of Life, and the two that are originally out, Crosskill and Zoo 2, I mean, these are both thrillers, so they move fast anyway, but you are branching out in many other dramas too, so it works not just in that thriller genre.
Yeah, we've got love stories. We'll have a whole line of love, just literally romances, and then some regular love stories, and then some stories that are, quirkier, which is kind of cool. There's one about a woman who goes across the country. She believes that everybody has at least one great story that they tell, and she just collects them and that's the way she's just trying to, understand her own life at that point. And in going around and listening to stories, she begins to realize more who the heck she is. So it's not a thriller, but it's a pretty compelling story, I think.
First one in the series is Crosskill, as I mentioned. This one you write by yourself. Some of the others that you collaborate with other authors, this one you write by yourself, which is typical for you with Alex Cross. What is it about that character that you keep so near to you?
You know, that's just where it all started. You know, I'm an identifier with Alex, obviously. I think one of the nice things about Cross is that even though it's suspense and it's very fast-paced, when you write enough of them, you really get to expand a lot, you know, to learn a lot about the character. Character keeps changing all the time because, you know, you can't go through what he's going through, which is not realistic, but you can't go through any of that stuff without changing. And then, you know, and his family's changing around him. The kids are getting older.
And that's fun for you to watch as well and to create.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a blast.
Well, the new series is Bookshots. It's James Patterson Bookshots, Stories at the Speed of Life. The two that are out first are Crosskill and Zoo 2, and both are published by Little Brown. James Patterson, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people who really like what I do will really like this, and then people who don't, you know, are not that interested in what I do, I think on a historical basis may find it interesting just to read these things to just see, okay, what happens when somebody starts messing with this form.
I mean, the other thing we should mention, too, is they're cheap. I mean, they're very affordable. Well, it's Crosskill and Zoo 2. James Patterson, a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Again, James Patterson, Bookshots are out. The two newest, Crosskill and Zoo 2, published by Little Brown. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.